Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, Kansas City's only talk radio program dedicated to our seniors and their caregivers. The mission of this program, Senior Care Live, is to provide information, education, and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I really want to thank you for joining me here this morning. I really do appreciate that very, very much. Thank you so much for being here this morning. And as you know by now, Senior Care Live is a safe place where you can get accurate and reliable information that can really and truly help you. You can depend on Senior Care Live as your resource to help you in your journey while you're caring for your aging parents and other elderly loved ones. And if you have a question about the program or how we can help you and your family, call now. It's a toll-free number. Just write it down. Save it for later if you need to, but it's 1-800-331-6445. And remember, operators are standing by to take your call, so feel free to call anytime, day or night, 24/7/365. The number again, 1-800-331-6445. You can check out our website at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. If you visit the website, be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can sign up for an electronic e-newsletter and we'll get all connected and be sure to do that. And if you want to learn more about my firm, it's called Senior Care Consulting. You got it. You can check it out at Senior Care Consulting. That's ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. This is where my firm offers a highly specialized and a deeply personal service, and where we can help you find the right senior care facility for your elderly loved one. So here's an example. If home is no longer an option and you need to find, let's say, an independent living apartment or an assisted living apartment, maybe you need a nursing home or Alzheimer's dementia care, we can help you do that. We'll help you through the process in a very short period of time. We'll help you save an unbelievable amount of money. I just saved someone a lot of money this last week. We save you a lot of time as well. You may not know the average family is going to spend somewhere between 50 and 100 hours looking for a care community. My clients spend 5 hours doing this. We'll save you an incredible amount of time. We can also do some negotiations, and we can save you some money sometimes. We always try. And the bottom line, will help you make the best decision that you can possibly make, and you will get it right the first time. There's no other service like this. And the other thing I always like to point out, we do not accept any reimbursement from any care communities, period. We work for you. And in my opinion, I'm not going to get on my bully pulpit today, but to receive a kickback or a commission or whatever you want to call it from the care communities, in my opinion, is unethical. It's not the right thing to do. It destroys your credibility. It totally destroys your objectivity. And I won't have anything to do with that. And so we don't. And we haven't for 13 years. And we won't for the next 13 years. We work for you, with you, and on behalf of you and your family. So if this resonates with you, if you're interested in learning more about that or maybe even scheduling a free consultation, again, give a call, and you can call the 800 number for the program, 331-6445. If you want to call me direct, it's 913-749-7899, and would be delighted to visit with you about the services from Senior Care Consulting. Also, I love to make presentations. I'm making public presentations all the time to large employers, medium-sized companies and businesses, civic groups, church groups for their Outreach Stevens ministry, to a lot of groups. So if you're interested in that, give me a call and we will make that happen. All right. So I've touched on several ways to pay for senior care, and I've touched on the VA aid and attendance benefit in the past, and I want to go a little more in depth with that today. So it's called the VA aid and attendance benefit. And this is going to come under the heading of how to pay for the high cost of senior care. That's one of the core categories within our subject matter here at Senior Care Live. So a big time help is the VA aid and attendance benefit, and it can really make the difference. At the end of this explanation here and all the details and information I'm just about to share with you, I'm going to give you a real life example of how this was able to make a huge difference for one of our veterans. So what it is financial assistance to help a veteran or their spouse pay for the high cost of care. So you have to have, you need to have some assistance with your activities of daily living. So you just can't say, I'm doing fine. I'm living independently. I don't need any health care, but I'd like to apply for that to get the money coming in on a monthly basis. Nope, it doesn't work that way. You have to, it's called the aid and attendance benefit, and you have to need help with at least a couple of your activities of daily living. And some examples, you may need a little help with your bathing or your grooming, right? That sort of thing. Your dressing, getting dressed. You may need some help with your mobility, with medication management, with toileting assistance. These are just a few examples of your activities of daily living. So you need help with at least a couple of those. And then there's a service requirement, and then there's a financial criteria requirement. So let's start to break this down. So the veteran would have to have at least 90 consecutive days of active duty service in any of the branches, any of the main branches of the military, at least one of those 90 days during a period of war. And I'll share with those the periods here in just a second, the date ranges. And then the last service related requirement, you cannot not dishonorably discharged. So obviously honorable discharge is fine. It could be a medical discharge. There are other types of discharges. You just can't be dishonorably discharged. So that's the military service requirement. And then there's an asset test requirement. Your liquid assets. And if this sounds kind of familiar to the Medicaid explanation I've given the last couple of times, it is kind of similar. It would exclude your house and all the stuff in your house and a vehicle and a few other assets, but they're primarily looking at your liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, etc. For a single veteran, around $40,000 or less, and liquid assets for a married veteran, approximately $80,000 or less. And the reason I say approximately and around, the VA actually have an actuarial table, and they will set that for each person's application, but that will get you pretty close. Then there's an income calculation. And if you say, yeah, Steve, I bring in $1,500 a month in Social Security income, well, that's not the number that they want. They want your IVAP. It's the income for VA purposes. And so, what that is, it's some funny government math, right? So you take your monthly income minus your unreimbursed medical expenses. So, all right, so that $1,500 minus your costs for home care, doctor's appointments, medication costs, and just help unreimbursed medical expenses. It is exactly what it sounds like. The two or three big ones that we're looking for to help qualify for this, the cost of in-home care, the cost of your assisted living costs, like the full $4,500 or whatever it is, that whole cost is an unreimbursed medical expense, as well as the nursing home expense. So if the number is negative $1 or less, that will trigger the maximum benefit. So if my income is $1,500 a month and I'm paying $2,000 a month for home care, $1,500 minus $2,000 is negative $500. Obviously, that's less than $1. So as long as it's in the negative, it would trigger your maximum reimbursement. And then the benefit amount for a single veteran, up to $1,788 a month. A married veteran could max out at $2,120 per month. The surviving spouse of a veteran could receive a maximum of $1,149. And two married veterans, and I've worked with a couple, they were both veterans, they could max out at $2,837. I mean, that's huge. This could really make the difference. World War II, the periods of war, December 7, 1941 through December 31, 1946. And by the way, you don't have to try to write all this down while you're driving or anything. It's all on the website, seniorcarelive.com. Go to info and resources, how to pay for care, and then the VA aid and attendance. It's all right there for you. You can look it up right there on the website. But the Korean War, June 27, 1950 through January 31, 1955. And then the Vietnam War, August the 5th, 1964 to May the 7th, 1975. There's one exception. If you had boots on the ground in Vietnam, you could go all the way back to February 28, 1961. So, but everyone qualifies for the Vietnam War, August 5, 1964 through May 7, 1975. So hopefully that'll help out. After the break, I'm going to give a real live example of how the VA aid and attendance benefit was able to help one of my clients, and it just made a spectacular difference. And I'm also going to let you know who you can contact to look into qualifying for this and help you with the application and who not to contact. So catch that right after the break. The Senior Care Live trivia question of the week. It's a simple true-false question. Medicare will pay for your long-term stay, your permanent placement in a nursing home. True or false? Medicare will pay for your long-term stay in a nursing home. The answer right after the break. Don't go away. I'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by to take your call, so call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you don't have a radio or you're leaving the car going into the house, you don't have a radio in the house, you can simply stream this program to any electronic device by going to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a very obvious button that says Listen Live. You click that thing, it'll stream straight to your iPad, your computer, your phone, whatever you have. It's really that simple. All right, so the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week, true or false? Medicare will pay for your long-term stay, your permanent placement, in a nursing home. Is that true or false? And this is Medicare. I'm not talking about Medicaid. Medicare will pay for your long-term stay in a nursing home. And Mark, one of these days we have to like get the little drum roll so we can actually have all kinds of fun with this thing. But here's the answer. The answer is false. And you're like, what? What are you talking about? Medicare, yes, they do. No, and again, it's a slightly tricky question. Medicare will pay for your short-term stay for skilled nursing and rehab in a nursing home, and it'll pay for a very short period of time, and then they're done. Medicare does not and will not pay for your long-term stay at a nursing home. So there you go. Hope you're enjoying the Senior Care Live trivia questions of the week. Now back to how to pay for the high cost of senior care. And the example I'm using today is the VA aid and attendance benefit. And we talked about how to qualify and the periods of war that helped to qualify for that. And then some of the financial information. So let me share with you, this is a real example. So we had a veteran. He had about $40,000 in liquid assets. So he was just under the amount. Good to go there. He met all of the military service requirements. He has an income of $2,000 a month. Okay. And so he was going to move to an assisted, and he did move to an assisted living facility. And the assisted living facility is $4,500 per month. So if you do the quick math, he's short by $2,500 per month. So without the VA aid and attendance benefit, he has to take $2,500 from his $40,000 of liquid assets to make up the difference, and he is out of money in 16 months. It goes real fast. However, we discussed it. I said, look, I think you'll easily qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. I referred him to my friends at the VFW. They took very good care of him, totally free of charge, hooked him up, did the application, and boom, he qualified for $1,758. So now here's what his situation looks like now. Again, this is a real example, real story. Again, the assisted, now with the VA aid and attendance benefit, look how much different this is. Before, he's out of money in 16 months and has to move to a nursing home, qualify for Medicaid. Whether he needs that higher level of care or not, he's really pretty much forced to do that. So now the assisted living facility costs $4,500. Remember, his income's $2,000, but now he's bringing in $1,758 a month from the VA aid and attendance benefit program. So now his new monthly income is $3,758. He is now only short by $742. So now guess how long his nest egg of $40,000 will last him? 54 months, 4.5 years. So instead of being able to only afford the assisted living facility for 16 short months, now he can live there for 4.5 years. This is a real example. This is a real story. So it doesn't always have that dramatic of an impact, but many times it sure makes the difference, just like it did for this gentleman right here. Who can help you? I recommend all my clients call the VFW downtown. They do a fantastic job. Wonderful, wonderful people there. I've heard nothing but positive feedback. You can also call, contact the American Legion, the Veterans Administration, the State Department for Veterans Affairs. You could work with an accredited elder law attorney. Here's who not, in my opinion, you should not deal with. Some of these organizations waving the flag, getting veterans in, helping them apply, and then turn around and you kind of feel like you owe them. And then I hear about them, selling you products and services that you probably don't need or you may not need, and churning some investments. And I've heard all kinds of horror stories. So in my opinion, you should not go to an organization like that. I would just do yourself a favor and call our friends at the VFW or another veteran service officer or organization, and they will help you out. Hopefully that will work out for you. And if you have any questions, again, you could always contact me here at Senior Care Live. Now let's shift gears and move on to my special guests, Keith Blay and Mark Wirth with Mr. Remodeler. Keith and Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Mark, I haven't seen you for a while.
So it has been a while. We've been busy.
You have been busy. How about that?
That's a good thing.
Absolutely. So, and our listeners, you're very familiar with Mr. Remodeler. Keith, your dad started the business in 1969. Is that correct?
That's correct. 46 years ago.
Good Lord. 46. So the first thing I always think about when I hear that is, first of all, that's just an amazing track record of just longevity. And you're not in business for that many. I mean, we're coming up on 5 decades, unless you're doing a good job and you have happy customers and repeat business and just a good, excellent reputation in the community. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely.
And so, and I know that you're very highly rated with all the different ratings agencies and Angie's List and all that.
Yeah, we've got a AAA rating with Angie's List and A+ rating with Better Business Bureau.
Excellent, excellent. And for anyone in the listening audience, if you want to take a look at remodeling your home, and Keith and Mark and their group, they do lots and lots of remodeling for lots of different purposes, but you're also really becoming very specialized in the segment or the area of remodeling someone's home to age in place.
We definitely are. We're CAP certified through the Home Builders Association, do a lot of different types of projects, just mainly trying to keep people in their home, keep them safe, independent, so that they don't have to rely upon, you know, a third party to care for them, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. And the CAP certification, I think, is big. I'm big on all the additional certification and the levels of expertise and education. So that stands for Certified Aging in Place Specialist. Is that correct?
That's correct. But it really isn't really all just because someone's aging.
Yeah.
I mean, it affects all of us at some point in life.
And Keith and I were talking about this last time. I mean, I would even like some of these features, and, you know, and I don't think I'm very aged yet, so I'm getting there.
Well, it's coming for all of us. I mean, we might not want to admit it, but
that's right. And right after the break, let's continue our conversation. Let's get into some client stories, and this is just going to be excellent information. So for everyone listening, don't change the dial. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about this program, how we can help you and your family, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, now we're getting ready to talk a whole lot about remodeling your home to age in place and keep you out of a care community, assisted living, nursing home, etc. And so if you're thinking, oh, wow, I wish so-and-so would have been here to hear this, no worries. Just go after the fact. You can go anytime to SeniorCareLive.com. Go to the podcast page, and you can look up and play any of the podcast previously aired episodes right there on the website. So don't worry about that. If you have someone you want to hear, just tell them to go back and listen to it after the fact. And again, that's no charge, and it's available 24/7. Back to my friends Keith Blay and Mark Wirth with Mr. Remodeler. And for the purpose of this conversation, we're talking about remodeling your home to safely age in place. And it's not only about someone who is, you know, frail, elderly person or having some issues, although many times it is, but it could be for anyone at any age.
Well, that's true, Steve. I mean, a lot of the projects that we're currently working on, you know, there's sometimes it's children, sometimes it's young adults. It's not just aging in place. It's workman's comp cases where someone was potentially injured on the, you know, in the workplace, and we have to make accommodations. We just did a whole house modification for a man probably in his 40s, and unfortunately had a work-related accident. Medical malpractice comes in there, and, you know, that can hit any of us at any age.
Sure.
So there's a couple projects that we've been working on for those types of situations, too, which are very sad, but it does give us some satisfaction to think that we are helping people. You know, everybody wants remodeling done, but there's the needs and wants, and these are definitely people who have a lot of needs.
A lot of needs. That's right. So it'd be nice to do this, but these folks need these modifications so that they can remain there and the environment is safe and comfortable to use. So
kind of the first step when we go into a home, and there's no charge for the service, we basically do an evaluation of the home, and the key things are safety, independence, and the more open the homeowners are with us as far as their needs. I know sometimes people don't want to really tell you, you know, that they have limitations because they're proud.
Sure.
But, you know, it's nice to, if they can open up with us and really so that we can do the best job possible for them to meet those needs.
Sure.
And not do it twice or,
sure.
or sometimes you can do it a little bit at a time
yeah.
because some of these Parkinson's, different things that MS, I mean, those are slow progressive type diseases that, you might just need some grab bars now, but, you know, potentially the wheelchair process is, you know, in their future, but we mm-hmm. don't have to go there immediately. But it's kind of nice to know where we're heading
sure.
in somewhat of a time frame.
Sure. Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And so when you go out and you meet with someone, it's and I agree. Be fully forthright and let Mark and Keith and everyone at Mr. Remodeler know about the situation so that they can help you kind of guide and navigate with what could be in their home.
Definitely. And a lot of times there's a third party, maybe an occupational therapist that's mm-hmm. been involved. If someone's been in rehab, they can give us reports to go off of, which there again is very helpful because yeah. that's a person who's trained with their profession and you know, doesn't have their ego in their feelings to be concerned about. So a lot of times we'll bring a person like that into for the evaluation.
So. One of the reasons I think it fits so well with our business model is we take a very consultative approach to every project. So, you know, the first, we never try to sell anything in the first set or really even, you know, sell anything. It's more of just consulting and trying to work with the person to find the best solution. So this aging in place, we really started, I mean, we've always done it, but when we, you know, really started focusing on it a few years ago, it fit just perfectly with our, you know, relationship-based business model.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you'll go out and meet with someone and no sales pressure expected.
Right.
And I'll guarantee you that's not true for all contractors or remodelers. I know I've heard too many stories of someone coming out and trying to get someone to sign a big ticket, estimate on the spot. And they're trying to quote unquote, you know, close the deal. And I hate that. If someone tries that with me, they're out.
Right.
Because
right.
I don't want that. I mean, I want to think about it. I want to understand it. I want to have the relationship. I want to trust you. And then. If I feel good about it, then I'm going to call you back and we're going to move forward. And I think most people are comfortable with that. And you just naturally follow that type of a progression.
Right.
Excellent.
Well, we look at, you know, every project as a relationship and something that we don't want to come in and just do one project for that person. I mean, we want them to think of us every time that they need a project done at their home.
Yeah.
And that's what we're there for. So.
Excellent. And you have a lot of repeat business, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, a ton of it.
Yeah, I remember, Keith, you had mentioned that, you know, that a good percentage of your business is, you know, someone who had something done 4 or 5 years ago. And you said that, you know, you're also not afraid to tackle maybe some of the smaller projects. And then they'll call you back when the larger project is slated maybe in a few years or something like
that. We've got a minimum, you know, if we've never worked for you before, but once we do a project, then we'll go back and do a $500 repair or whatever.
Wow. Okay.
You know, at that point, it's a relationship and, you know, we want to help you with your home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, in previous episodes, we've talked about some of the cost comparisons. So if you go to assisted living facility, you're easily talking, you know, right down the middle, $5,000 to $6,000 a month. So, and we've given some examples and maybe we'll give some examples later, but, many times this is just a complete no-brainer. And Mark, I think you might have some stories of maybe some examples where someone has brought in Mr. Remodeler to modify the home to age in place and kept them out of a care community.
Definitely. Just today I stopped by a project that we were removing a tub, putting a shower in, a lady had broken a hip, you know, needed to be safe. I mean, she strong-willed, you know, woman who,
yep.
Didn't want to leave her home, obviously.
Yep.
And, you know, this particular project would be about what a month mm-hmm. care would cost in assisted living. They're not all that way, but, it was a fairly simple modification.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, I met with the, occupational therapist on that first day and they showed how they were going to have to transfer her in, you know, over that tub. And it just was an unsafe situation.
Mm.
And we've got a very low threshold shower now for her with a seat. She still maintained the aesthetics of what she had with the tile. We were able to match tile And we're not done yet, but she's already excited and wanting to use it. So
that is excellent. And so I love the idea that the occupational therapist said, look, if you keep your tub, and you can certainly do that, but here's what this looks like now. So you have to have the transfer bench, part of it in the tub, part of it out of the tub. You have to start here out of the tub, and you have to scoot over. Then you have to get one leg in, and then you have to scoot over a little more. You got to get the another. Yeah, and it's a little bit dangerous.
It's a process. And when you're in pain anyway,
yeah,
you know, every movement just makes it worse.
And if I have a broken hip and I'm recovering from that, give me the shower every time, because I don't want to crawl into a bathtub.
Right, right. And there are walk-in tubs and some other options as well, too. But sure. We've really found that the shower situations, whether it be a roll-in shower or something with a minimal amount of curb, Onyx is a product that we use a lot of, which is a solid surface product, minimal maintenance. It's a fairly local company made in Kansas.
Well, is that right?
And, cool. They've got a lot of products that are really suitable for all bathrooms, but particularly some of the ADA-type modifications and things.
So could you talk about that Onyx material? Keith, I think you had mentioned that before. What makes it low maintenance? And I think you mentioned it was easy to clean
Well, there's no grout lines. It's no.
Is it a solid product?
Yeah, it's a solid surface. Mark can talk to it.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Well, with the solid surface product like Onyx, basically when you're doing a shower, it comes in generally three pieces. Mm-hmm. You blind caulk the corners. There's not the grout issues as far as cleaning. The solid surface base has an anti-skid surface to it. All their products have a lifetime warranty. They make seats of different, you know, whether it be a bench seat or a small corner seat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things for ladies to shave their legs where they want to prop up their foot, which when we talk about safety in the home,
yeah,
and you've got a, you know, soap in the shower and things like that, it yeah. can be a slick surface. And there again, you know, anything we can do to minimize those types of things.
Well, and like the seats, which we get a lot of, aren't, you know, you don't have to do the big bulky seat where you have to frame it in and use concrete mm-hmm. board and all that. It's a seat that fits into the wall. It doesn't take up a lot of space, but it's plenty big enough to actually use. So it's just a very well-designed product.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I've seen all kinds of older homes with the showers where it is literally framed out and there are tile right. and the tiles are starting to fall off. And it just looks like a lot of maintenance potentially over time.
Right. And if it does get chipped, they can easily repair it. And you never know it was ever broken.
Really? So yeah. that sounds incredible. So if we're resonating with folks out there and they're interested in contacting you, what's the best way to reach you?
Missouri's 816-453-3049. Kansas is 362-7166. And on the web at mrremodeler.com. That's mrremodeler.com.
All right. Keith Blay and Mark Wirth with Mr. Remodeler, 816-453-3049 or 913-362-7166. Right after the break, we'll continue this conversation with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Back to the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay, and Mark Wirth with Mr. Remodeler. I can't talk, so there we go. But yeah, Mr. Remodeler, been in business since 1969, specializing in this specialty area of remodeling your home to make it a safer environment for anyone of any age to maybe more comfortable, more convenient. It's such an excellent service, and you guys are busy. And I'll guarantee you not all construction or remodeling businesses are busy. And you guys are really, really busy. So you have people right now contacting you, planning out projects for right at the first of the year after the holidays. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So this should say something, right? Real companies and they're really busy and do a really good job with the high level of repeat business and all of the top ratings from all of the rating affiliates out there. You need to plan this in advance. So if you're thinking about this, you have families getting together over the holidays and even before that, you're thinking, wow, we need to do something. Call Mr. Remodeler now. The Missouri number, 816-453-3049. In Kansas, 913-362-7166. You could also go online at mrremodeler.com. And, Mark, so back to the cost factor. I mean, it's $6,500 a month for a nursing home, a solid $5,000, maybe $5,500 for assisted living.
Well, the thing you look at, too, with these improvements that you're making to your home, you're also gaining value to your home. These are not things that you have to have, you know, disabilities or injuries to be able to use. They're all just safety issues and matter of independence. So anyone can really benefit from having a modification done to their home.
And some of these, and we're not talking about like the hospital looking grab bars. I mean, some of these sinks, toilets, bars, I mean, they're absolutely beautiful. They look like some luxury hotel or some, I mean, it's just beautiful. It's not institutional at all.
Not at all. And really the manufacturers are doing such a better job with that. Moen, plumbing manufacturer has a lot of, you know, even just small item tub grips and grab bars that are very pleasing to look at, but they're again functional and keeping you safe.
All right, and you have some stories for us, some more kind of actual examples.
Well, I know earlier we were talking about bathrooms, which obviously we all need a bathroom, and they're very important. And a lot of the accidents that happen in the home do tend to occur in the bathroom because of water and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you just need to be able to get into the home. And if you're coming home maybe from rehab or whatever the situation might be, the first thing you've got to be able to do is get out of your car and into the home, and possibly a ramp might be a possibility. Mm-hmm. We do build a lot of ramps, and that might be in the garage where you're in the protection from the weather and those types of things, or it might need to be something outside. There's also lift systems available. You know, we think about chair lifts and see a lot of those commercials on TV and things, mm-hmm. but there's also small vertical lifts, and obviously elevators are an option as well in some homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really the entire home. It's not just concentrating on the bathroom. It can be widening doors. Maybe you can't get into your closet. A lot of walkers won't fit into a closet.
Oh, absolutely.
Door. And I ran into that the other day with a gentleman who had MS or Parkinson's, something like that. Uh-huh. And there again, he was being proactive because it wasn't going to get any better. Yeah. And there's no timeline for something like that.
Sure.
But I thought it was good that he was thinking ahead. And that's always helpful. There again, it makes our job easier. And when we talk about timelines, when we can start a project, mm-hmm. there again, we can work with his time frame.
Well, and he's being so smart because he's like, okay, this kind of stinks, and here we are. But and it's very predictable that this is a progressive disease, and there will be decline. And at some point in the future, whether it's sooner or later, I'm not going to be able to use this part of the house. So let's address this right now so that it's already done proactively. What a great idea.
When we talked about scheduling projects, you know, after the holidays, if someone has an immediate need and they're coming home from rehab, we take that into consideration.
You can get them in there sooner.
We ran into a situation where someone was coming home and it was going to be an issue just to get them into the home.
Uh-huh.
And we sent one of our people over there on a weekend. He got the ramp built, got it done so that they could at least get in the home. That was kind of the first step.
Yeah.
And not only do you need to get in the home, you need to get out of it. You know, if you have a fire or some type of emergency, mm-hmm. We get into situations where you have to have access a lot of times to the basement. I mean, we do have tornadoes here, which obviously we saw just last week.
Wow, so. It's like 5 miles from where I was Friday night.
Wow.
It's scary. Yeah.
Well, I'm actually currently working with a couple, and it's just in the bidding process that suddenly had a need for, you know, access from an ADA standpoint because of a stroke. And, you know, they needed some information right away. I don't know if I'm ever going to get the job, but still with that customer service idea in mind, I spent part of last week and this weekend generating some drawings and giving them an idea of what they're going to need. Because, again, it's about developing that relationship, you know, and not just, you know, I had the time available, so why not reach out and help somebody?
Yeah, and see, that's... And I talked about this last week, and I am, the reason I am just so comfortable with you here is that we're of the same mind. You put the person first, always, always, always put them first and do the right thing. And then the business will work out.
Right.
And you're clearly from that school of thought. It just by the way you do business and you show your liability insurance right up front. Right.
And I think we've all been in that situation with our own parents or in our own lives or whatever that you know, there's an empathy there. It's not just about, you know, hitting the bottom line, hitting some numbers. It's, yeah, you know, really trying to help people because we've all been in that situation ourselves.
And Keith, I mean, you took care of your own father.
Right. Yeah.
And so to me, very sad and sorry that happened, but I think that made you even better at what you do because you actually did that and you can relate with people now, I think, even better than prior to that point.
Well, yeah, and he had actually done the planning, and so the grab bars are in place. When he was looking for material or not, product, sorry, putting them in place when he built the house, there wasn't the same thing available now.
Yeah.
You know, now there's so much more available, but just having everything in place where it made it just so much easier.
That's just incredible. Mr. Remodeler, mrremodeler.com. And the numbers again, one more time. And then, I can't believe, that we're already almost out of time. The time flies. It does.
Yep.
It does.
Well, Missouri, it's 816-453-3049. Kansas, 913-362-7166. And online at mrremodeler.com. That's mrremodeler.com.
All right. And look, don't trust the neighborhood handyman. It's nothing against them, okay? But don't trust them with this big of a project, okay? You're trying to age in place and not have to move to a care community. And so you need to trust the very best, and the very best is Mr. Remodeler. Keith and Mark, thank you so much for being
on
today.
Thanks for having us again.
Appreciate it. All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day listening to this program. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.